every spring is a spring.
When he took off his shoes, Billings' beetle measured just a skosh under 50 meters in height. His internal clock had recently ticked off the 44th year. Thus, based on the Kundar anatomic dimensional chart, he was a bit tall for his age. But other members of his family tended to grow up fast. His father, Meptang, was already 37 meters high when he entered first degree school, and he required a special student stimulation desk extender. So Billings thought his few extra fathoms were no big deal. However, when he put on his shoes, what happened to the music?
It's there.
Oh,
it's
yes, of course.
There.
However, when he put on his shoes, the inflatable Florsheim elevatoids with gas rudder directional stabilities, his height shot up to nearly a hemi furlong, and he towered over everything, including towers.
Now, this hemi furlong business reminds me of the Amarillo to, where was it last week? Amarillo to
Brownsville,
and it was misstated as being 300 and some.
310.
Yes, and it turns out to be 225-ish.
75.
Leagues.
275.
Leagues.
Leagues.
All right. Well, back to this.
A hemi furlong, as everyone should know, is 100.5 meters. Sure. On the other hand, his hive sister Capsicum was 50 meters wide, and her girth did present challenges. All of the entryways in the beetle hive hold, for example, were 40 meters from hinge to hasp, the standard measurement for dwelling chambers. So Capsicum had to clamber over those portals, which was hardly a ladylike way to enter a room. As the two siblings progressed through larvalhood into maturedom, their growth rates decelerated, briefly reversed themselves, then finally ceased altogether. From head to toe ring, Billings wasn't even 60 meters. Breadth-wise, Capsicum measured precisely 60 meters. So when they attended social events together, which was often given their lofty rank in the local Octothorpe Guild, they were introduced, not unkindly, as the 60 by 60s.
Octothorpe Gil, don't I know that better as the pound sign?
Maybe now, but not in this reality.
Oh, the different reality.
It
the
is.
Octothorpe Guild was a very different kind of a
thing. Quite different.
Please, continue.
One such affair was the Contraphonic Elysian Death Gargle, which pitted 111 transmogrified gargoyles and boys against each other in a one-dimensional pool filled with liquid proglotted. Dozens of hive hierarchs watched with interest, occasionally extracting nectar from a colossal trough that demarcated both the south and northeast ends of the pool, as the contestants spat oily globules of faujolais high into the air. It was rare for any of the eructations to actually result in death. It had occurred only 80 times since the entertainment began earlier that morning. Nevertheless, the possibility kept the onlookers avidly looking on. In a ceremony rife with incorporeality, Billings and Capsicum had been crowned Lade and Lordy Contraphonia, retrospectively. This entitled them to an extra helping of protractinium on toast, as well as front row seats to the Elysian action. Due to her extra girthage, Capsicum required two seats, which irked more than a few of her svelter hive consorts. The 41s arrived simultaneously in a welter of weightless caissons. All 32 of the 41s belonged to the Guild of Molten Rockhounds, an organization of considerable magnitude.
Ugh, ew.
For reasons...
You could have left that out. That
never.
Was not, that's too plural. Puerile, plural.
That's for me.
Ugh.
For reasons lost in an apocryphal history, each member was surgically enhanced to stop accruing height at the 41-meter mark. By itself, the uniformity in altitude was little reason for celebrity in the hive society. However, each 41 was an innately proficient canopy maker, and that talent was revered deeply. Where's the music?
Oh, music.
A great garboil suddenly erupted in the center of the pool, beckoning the spectators. Many spoke in tongues. Those who had had their larynxes enhanced also spoke over their tongues. Because Billings and Capsicum were so tall and wide, they blocked the view of many would-be observers, one of whom was the chair of the powerful Kundar Dimension Commission. No matter that the commotion in the pool turned out to be a normal reaction between some spilt protactinium and the liquid proglotted, the administrator was irked enough to forthwith issue the now infamous contraphonic death fiat.
No hive dweller or visitor thereto. Let's try the death fiat. I'll do it in this voice.
Not better.
That'll be a better voice. Where am I? No hive dweller or visitor thereto shall accrue in length, height, breadth, width, or worth of greater than 48 meters.
Those 20 words.
Shall I repeat them? No, never mind.
No. Those 20 words effectively ended the Beetle Siblong's societal activities and forced them to seek accommodations outside the colony. In contrast, Meptang's over-the-top stature was conveniently disregarded, thanks to some friends in hive places. No one knows what happened to Billings and Capsicum. One day, the 60x60s simply vanished. Not an easy task when you're so much bigger than your counterparts. Time passed. Civilizations rose, collided with the protactinium, and fell back into the primordial proglotted pool. Then one day, late in the middle Octothorpe period, the 60x60s returned. However, they looked nothing like their forebears.
Not at all.
They were, in a word, short.
They were short, I noticed that. It's frightening.
That was one word. You're making more than one word out of it.
Octothorpe. Eight of them.
Ah.
You lost your place.
I did. Not in terms of height or length, but rather duration-wise. Each lived a life that lasted only 60 seconds or less. And there were only 60 of them in any given hive. These two strictures were imposed on them by a 1 3/4 meter high human named Ivory Biso.
Ivory Biso. Yes.
Who had artificially created himself out of a Brooklyn College music algorithm. Bizo didn't see himself as an omnipotent god so much as an impresario, while others didn't see
him... Well, did you ask him, really? Did he think that? I think he's an omnipotent god. He thinks he's an omnipotent god.
This is still an alternate reality.
It's still Ivory Biso.
Ivory Biso, all right.
While others didn't see him because he tended to fade into and out of incorporeality. And so the hives enter the golden age of the 60x60s. Life was good. Guilds were gargling. And the Faujolais was flavorful. But then some smart aleck with too much time on his hands created the 61x61 paradigm. Straight away, confusion reigned. The additional units were simply to what happened to the music.
It's here. You're just not listening.
Ah, there. Of course, straight away confusion reigned. The additional units were simply too much for hive society to embrace.
You ask, you get.
And it began a downward slide into the proglotted pool, where it sadly remains to this very day. By the most amazing of coincidences, Ivory Biso is an anagram of Rob Voisey, the big daddy.
Big, short daddy.
Of the... He's 1 3/4 meters.
1 3/4 meters, exactly. Short.
The big
not
daddy.
Not 60.
Oh, of the 60x60 project, whose denizens bear an uncanny likeness to the 60x60s of the Middle Octothorpe period. Continuing this pattern of happenstance, the exalted Mr. V is one of today's featured guests
In the house
of Calvus and Damien. The portal is now open, so step inside. Just please don't squeeze the protactinium. They may not be squeezing the protactinium, but they're sure shooting, squeezing something else, by gum.
Hey, it is, for those of you who recognize the opening chord some 12 minutes ago, yes, this is Calvos and Damien. We're back for a special show of our new series, Calvos and Damien
in the house.
We're really online, but this happens to be a special because it's the 60 by 60 project. But before we get to it, I want to say to the people who've never heard of us that we ran every Saturday on WGDR from 1995 to 2005. And we won the ASCAP Deems Taylor Award. Big stuff. We won the WGDR Excellence in Broadcasting Award.
Now, that got a plate of spaghetti, didn't it?
A plate of spaghetti in the end of our show, really.
Okay.
So we did 537 shows. We did the Transoceanic Amsterdam live from both Amsterdam and Vermont at the same time. We did the 2001 Festival of Non-Pop. And we did Composer Combat, that survival type thing, which was our last show at WGDR.
But we did one in New York.
At Cooler in the Shade series at Lotus Music and Dance.
And we weren't asked back for that either.
We were not. And we had a concert in 2005 in Belgium honoring Calvos and Damien with their compositions
European-like. We weren't asked back for that either.
Not only that, it's closed. It's closed down.
Oh, we are just down. All right.
And anyway, we're back online with shows 539, 540, Art Jarvinen and Larry Austin. So at calvos.org, K-A-L-V-O-S.org, you can hear those. You can also hear Noise Punk and Das Kruno. Replaced us, and they're once a month. And upcoming, I'm going to tell you all this now to get it out of the way so we can run right into this wonderful 60 by 60 thing. Rosalie Hirst is coming up next week, recorded in Amsterdam, and then coming up with new recordings of their interviews, Lisa Whistlecroft, Brian Grunstrom, Alexandra Ukpik, Jack Vies, Ricardo Del Ferra, and lots of others. And we've been doing lots of stuff in between. And
we have?
Now we're back.
Oh, right.
And the reason we're here...
Some anniversarial thing.
Absolutely, 35th anniversary of WGDR.
Of us. Oh, no, not us.
And the 10th plus 2.5 years off of Calvos and Damien, and 60 by 60, and the impresario, Mr. Run and Three Quarters himself.
Yeah.
Here is Rob Voisey. Hi.
Hey. Calvos and Damien, it's great to be back.
It's really good to have you here. It's fun to be back behind the controls,
because there's air conditioning.
There's air conditioning, and I have no clue what some of the buttons do anymore.
That's great. And we've got new flashing lights, too.
The flashing lights indicate calls.
I know.
To 802-454-7762.
And for those of you who are looking for a mnemonic, it still spells Glipsob.
Glipsob, yes.
Yeah.
And that will get you the request line here. And anything from the 60 by 60 compact discs, any of the composers on them, and if you're curious, go to voxnovus.com, voxnovus.com, voxnovus.com. And have a look at the composers on the list of the 60 by 60 project, because if you're just one of your own composers and you're calling in for yourself, well, you know, you're going on the bottom of the list as far as we're concerned.
No.
Okay, so Rob Voisey, welcome back again with 60 by 60. Tell us about it. What did you do? And don't be boring.
What did I do? Well, I was looking to promote new music, just like, you know, you guys, and... I was sitting down there one day, and I wanted Vox Nova is a promoter of new music and stuff, and I wanted a way to do it easily, cheaply, and as many composers as I can. So, in the end...
The word cheap really appeals to us.
Mm-hmm. Cheap is good, right? So, I figured, the big new thing was the Quicken hour intermissionless concerts.
Yeah.
So I thought an hour is a good deal. Do hour? Cool.
Obviously, 61 minutes just didn't cut it.
Well, no, we could do 61 minutes, but hour is just like, well, it's, you know, it's simplistic. And one hour show, not 61 minutes.
And it's metric, too, which we like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And so I was thinking of a way to, what would be the easiest way to sort of divide up that hour, you know, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 5 minutes, and so forth. And I wanted to promote a lot of different composers, all and kind of give a sampling of everything that was going on in the electronic music scene. So I figured, hey, why not everybody write a 1 minute piece?
If they had been 59 seconds instead, you could have fit 61 on the concert, though.
59 by 61.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
59 by 61. I wonder if that's prime. Never mind.
You know, the other,
yes,
the other,
continue.
The sort of format of each concert that's performed is there's a big giant clock. So there's a clock that ticks down each piece. So
a digital clock.
Actually, it's always an analog clock. Well, no, like once we used a digital clock, we've basically decided analog clock is the better way to go. Because when it's a digital clock, everybody counts.
Ooh, so ick, we don't want that.
They count down each piece out loud? The audience is cheering. When is this one going to be over?
only a couple people count it out loud. So, I don't know how many people or listeners and stuff have been to electronic music concerts, but there's always that.
We don't have electronics here. This is Vermont. I must remind you.
But being brought the closest the world,
the closest thing we have is an electric fence. And believe me, that broadcasts if you grab it at the wrong time.
Ooh, yes. Now, that sounds like a good piece.
Yes, that's electroacoustic in its very primal state.
So, probably less than 60 seconds.
Oh, look, a fence! All right.
Okay.
Rob Boise, yes, please.
So I just figured it would be a good way for all the...
We have our... the Hive Queen of the call-in is bringing our first clot of 60 by 60 selections.
She should come in and say hello.
Yes, this is Ann Kemen, and she's got a show, as a matter of fact, on WKCR in New York. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
And you have a show called Arts and Answers on WKCR.
Ants and Archers?
Ants and Archers.
Yeah.
Archers. And an Archer's show. No, that's not right. It's a really, really fine show. Very intelligent interviews and commentary for a change. Unlike here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So welcome. And you're going to be, and your role today is to run back and forth, so we won't have you on mic most of the time. But thank you so much.
Unfortunately.
Ann Kemen, thanks.
Well, now that we've gotten that out of the way, whew. Okay.
I think we've got everything. Now we'll... For this... this is a radio request extravaganza.
Yes.
The idea is for every single composer who submits their project. Anybody who submits their project gets a chance to be a part. Because very quickly, we could only select 60.
Yeah.
And, this year we got 1,000 submissions to the project.
Oh, you're dropping. That's too bad. You know, it's too bad this didn't, you weren't around on Anton Bruckner's day, because I would like to hear him write a one-minute piece.
Name that tune.
It's a Bruckner symphony.
Which one?
Yeah, they're all alike.
Number 4.
Oh. Okay. Now,
and that get you quiet, didn't
it?
So we're going to play a set of 5, these are all requests that have come in over the phone, and we'll announce them when we come back. So pay attention.
Yes, you will be quizzed.
You will be quizzed.
And they
can
fly quickly.
They do. Thank you.
Double bar.
Such that it obviously was produced on the DW
quality
so much as it is if you want the less than the quality of the values, as much as it is about this passage,
How soon everyone's forgotten how irritating their Saturday afternoons were when we were here on the air every week.
Light jazz, forget about it.
Not here. This is Calvos and Damien in the house with Rob Voisey and the 60 by 60 Project. We've heard five pieces in that set, Rob.
Yes, the William Path, The Color of Snow, William Price, Ignorant Bliss, number 4, Russell Kamen, Musical Mechanics. And Les Scott with Sublight. And there was one other that was, Emerson Scott's. I think we just played his Voices Off, the first one.
Yes, we did. So, 60-second pieces. Now, how does the audience respond to this? Because you do these not just as radio programs, but as actual full concerts where people come to the space, galleries, and actually sort of even concert hall settings with video.
Right. So the concert settings is basically two speakers that sit up there and a giant clock. And usually we have a presenter that flips cards with the composer's name.
Oh, wow, cards.
I like
cards.
That.
A little Vanna White.
Why are you really? A flip chart electronic concert. Now, that's really good. Did you ever consider? Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, we've had other incarnations that did involve, you know, some video and graphics and things like that. But that's our basic audio concert. We have gotten so much positive responses from audiences.
With short attention spans.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing for audiences is that they know if they hate the piece, or they're not quite into the aesthetic, it's going to change, and they're going to hear a lot of different stuff, and they're going to hear stuff they like and stuff they don't like, and they're sort of given the permission of, oh, well, you don't have to like everything, but, you know, it's 60 seconds. Why don't you see what's going on out there?
Do you ever have visceral reactions from the audience where during the concert things happen?
Yeah. I mean, you know, basic concert reactions, chuckles and laughs and... you know, we've gotten applauses and so forth. No riots.
Snoring.
No riots. We had a particular collaboration, a video collaboration, where we had a technical malfunction, where there was a pause for, well, it was only a pause
and
for 3 or 4 minutes.
And your 60-second CD shuttle blew up, what?
Yeah. It was pretty bad. It was only like 4 or 5 minutes, but when you're listening to one-minute pieces, you know, it was drama and tension you could cut a knife with. And funny enough, everybody loved
it. You could cut a knife with it. Mm-hmm. I like that. You could cut a knife with the tension. That's just something marvelous about that.
Yeah, it's certainly a piece title that you'll probably use.
Cut a knife with it. 802-454-7762 is the phone number here.
And if you want to complain, we're certainly open to that, because people often complain about the Calvus and Damon. Here's your chance again.
Yes, right. Wow. 10 years you had the opportunity to complain every week, and now you just have 1 week, and you have to get it all in now.
Mm.
Rob Voisey, our guest here. Let's, we don't have a full set here ready, so perhaps...
Wait, there's
we're
some
just
more
about
coming.
Yes. While we're waiting...
The High Queen has come.
Here we go.
While we're waiting, we will say to you, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Calvus and Damian
in the house
on WGDR Plainfield.
Deal.
Community radio from Goddard College, 91.1 FM, and online at WGDR.org. Phone number 802-454-7762, and you can request, because we have another set coming up. Here they are. We'll tell you what they are afterwards, as we said,
in the house.
In the world of music, there lurks a hidden beast.
I've been looking for weeks, and I just can't figure it out.
Well, maybe you're looking in the wrong place.
Where else is there to look?
It has been there for hundreds of years, hiding, waiting.
Did you hear that?
And hear what?
It came from over there.
And it calls itself...
What happened here?
I don't know.
The Z relationship. Now...
What is it?
They'll have to fight.
I don't know. It's not what I thought it would be.
But can they discover its secret?
111-111-111-102. Shit!
Keep trying!
I am!
Before it's too late.
So close. I can feel it.
What is it?
I've got it! 0146-013. Gotta find it. Before it finds you.
There you go. 6 instead of 5 if you're paying close attention.
I'm confused.
That's not a surprise.
Oh, there you are.
You're listening to the 60 by 60 call-in extravaganza, 802-454-7762. I almost gave my own phone number. That would be very embarrassing. Okay. The email's coming in. We have some requests. I'm going to collect these requests while you talk about what we've just heard.
That sounds great. The first one was Gary Wycliffe with a Z relationship. And I actually was told by our Queen Bee he gets a special door prize for the most requests for his piece.
That's because he's on some kind of a sequencer, and the same message kept coming back, requesting the same piece.
The same piece over and over. It's like a bot, a phone bot.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. That's good enough for us, though. We don't care.
Yeah, he still gets the prize.
Sure.
Then we have Lynn Jobes' Blue Sand, Justin Reiter's Piano Row, Anthony Cantilano, Worried for Nothing, Richard Campanelli, the Just Crows, or Corvus Brachinenios.
Mm-hmm.
That's
crow-like.
Exactly.
Let's see. Find the crows.
And Sherilyn Young's Celtic X Chromosome.
Okay. You've also done some 60 by 60 with dancers, have you not?
Yes. We did sort of a kind of a run for the collaboration for 2006. And more excitingly, we're collaborating with Jeremy Zimmerman again this year. We have a show coming up at the World Financial Center in the Winter Garden, where we're going to be collaborating with 60 choreographers.
Oh, I thought maybe 60 accountants. I could see that. Oh, right.
We did try.
Financial analysts? Yeah,
and we wanted them to sort of kind of make the dancers move with papers and stuff, but it didn't work out. We couldn't get them.
Bad.
So, it was a little dry. But no, this one's going to be with 60 different choreographers to the collaboration for 2008 for 60 by 60.
Do they select the pieces, or do you give them pieces to dance to?
We give them the pieces, actually. Mm-hmm. We select the 60 works for the... select the final
Mr.
60.
Impresario.
Yes.
Impresario.
And then we hand them off to Jeremy, and then she... gets the 60 choreographers and hands them out the pieces to play.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So do you videotape that?
We will be videotaping that, yes. It's going to be... we've got actually 2 performances at the Winter Garden on November 14th.
Okay, so that's not where we are, though.
But no, it's not up here.
No,
the Winter Garden's in New York City.
Okay.
Yes, just wanted
to make sure.
Well, you know.
Maybe there's a performance space up here that I just hadn't heard about.
Yeah.
We have got at least 50 requests coming in online at this point as well.
Okay.
We better get it to another set right now.
We've
got to fit them in somehow. So we have another set coming up of 5 or 6, however many we can squeeze in here without forgetting what I'm doing, what we're doing ourselves.
There's no reason you couldn't play 2 at the same time, is there? Yes, I guess there is. Yes, our impresario just walked out when I said that. Okay, one after the other.
Here they come. Thank you. The phones are burning up. The email is burning up. We're going to fill these 2 hours. Rob Voisey, our guest, 60 by 60 colon extravaganza, 802-454-7762.
Just please remember Glipsob. It's so
Glipsob,
easy.
1-802-GLIPSOB.
It's so great to see the Masters of Mayhem like handle the 60 by 60 extravaganza.
You have to give some titles.
Titles. Okay, we've got Nivedita Shivraj with Rain Dance, Bob Siebert's Loop for Science, Robert Rocco's
Synesthesia?
Maybe. 2008.
Don't use those Greek words, composers. That's just total nonsense. Yeah. You want something simple like hamburger for Joe.
Yeah, that'll work.
Well, I like this. This one is obviously going for the 59 seconds. Almost 1 minute was the title from Artismus.
Never mind.
Ari Stavrou.
Ari
Stavrou. That's exactly right. And Todd Merrill's 60-second serenade.
That was all of them?
That was it. Good. Five.
Wow.
One, two, three, four, five.
There you go.
You're listening to Calvos and Damien
in the house.
And for this 2 hours, we're back after a vacation of 33 months.
What house?
In the house. We're not in any house at the moment, but normally we're in either Calvos or Damien's house, recording our interviews there, where the presentation is online now at calvos.org, calvos.org.
That's A-O-R-G, not A-R-G.
Org.
And at calvos.org, we have our shows archived. This one, of course, is going out live over the air on WGDR and also live at WGDR.org. So call us for 802-454-7762.
And
or email. What's the email address, Rob? Not that we need any more. Robert.voisey.
www.foxnovus.com.
Yeah, that's the website. And if they want to send in a request, it's Robert.voisey, V-O-I-S-E-Y.
At gmail.com.
And those requests are coming in. We've got another 25 in since we last looked. So here we go. Let's tell a little bit about... we have a thank you to give. Do I have my thank you sheet over there?
Is that it? I don't think so.
Yes, that's my thank you sheet. Right. We'll just take a quick moment here while we queue up the next few pieces. We are very grateful to Daniel Marcus for giving up his Saturday afternoon jazz slot for us here at Calvos and Damien to come for this special show. And, of course, to Greg Hooker for helping us set up the show. And everybody else who was helping. And of course, Rob Voisey here with 60 by 60 and Ann Kamen in the other room running back and forth doing the, yo woman work. For this particular episode. I wish she was in here. She's more articulate than you are, right?
Killing me. She's on the radio all the time.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Something else.
All right, let's do another set. 60-second pieces. The primary reason 60 composers in a concert, but we're going to try and squeeze as many as we can here today. Go ahead. Tell us.
Tell us which ones?
No. Tell us a little bit more about it, and then we'll start the next set.
But not long. You have 60 seconds.
I have 60 seconds. So so we've been going on for 6 years now. We're the project, and we're just expanding. We just came out with a new CD that's available on CD Baby. It's our actually third album.
And it's a double CD set, right?
It's a double CD set.
Yeah, 2006 and 2007.
Exactly.
So you can listen to 120 pieces.
120 composers for less than $20. You cannot go wrong with that.
And I noticed, though...
Yes, you can, but not in this case.
Since last time, you're dressing a lot snazzier, so I guess the 60 by 60 project has been good for your bank account.
It's getting there.
Okay.
It's getting there. You know, it's doing all right.
I like
it's,
the linens. The linens and the...
Dumping loads of cash into things and so forth. And it's we've done about 100 concerts around the world now, including, London, Munich. We're going to be doing Munich next summer, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're actually going to be doing another dance collaboration in Munich in June. 60 seconds.
All right. Time. Back to the music.
That cuts right off. That one does. That wasn't our doing. We didn't press the button. You're listening to the 60 by 60 colon extravaganza, 802-454-7762. Rob Voisey's taking a break. I think he's eating some pancakes. And Ann Kemen's with us. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And you're going to tell us who we have just heard.
Yes. The first one was Thomas Donahue with Speckled Variants. After that, S.J. Peterson, Prelude from a Dreama Play, as it's written. Maybe it's a dream play. Next was Colettivo Olivio Fass, Studio Sonoro Superficie. Partha Sinha, Goodbye Past. Violetta Lano, Auto Interlude. And last was Thomas Park, Transitions.
And Thomas Park got lots of requests. He must have had his clack out there.
Either that or his little requesto-bot.
Requesto-bot sending him in from different names.
Yeah.
So, Anne, tell us, while we got you here, tell us a little bit about your show, Arts and Answers. That's on WKCR out in beautiful downtown Manhattan.
Okay. I actually do two shows on WKCR. One is Arts and Answers, which you both have been guests on the show now.
Well, guest is a euphemism, but yes, we were there.
Yeah. Didn't get a t-shirt, but I thought it, when I was on, it was Ants and Answers.
And Ants and Artsers.
Arts, yes. And I kept having to deal with these army ants that were all over the floor.
There's no armies at Columbia.
You don't think so?
The Columbia, the gem of the... Never mind. Oh, all right.
They squelched that.
They did that. So a little bit more, a little bit about your show, real truth.
Sure. So one is Arts and Answers, and that's a straight-up interview show. And the other is Art Waves, and that's sort of a lit mag of the air, and it features poetry, new music, fiction, and radio drama, dramatic readings when we get them, and we featured a number of 60 by 60 pieces. They're kind of nice compliments to the poetry segment.
That would make sense, wouldn't it? Because the poetry, you're not talking about epic poetry that would take,
Beowulf.
Beowulf that would take the afternoon to read, but sort of a regular contemporary poem. That would.
Right, exactly. We break them up into, I think, about 12-minute blocks in terms of it could be a 3-minute poem, a 1-minute, and, you know, where appropriate, put music in between.
Like slam music and slam poetry.
Slam poetry and slam, you slam them together. Mm-hmm. A slam sandwich of poetry and music.
So that's what I do in New York, and I am actually taking submissions, so if people want to send in material, they can find my website, and that's annkamon.com, and that's Kamon, C-A-M as in Mary, M as in Mary, O-N as in Nancy, not Canon.
Well, now you've confused me, now that you've said that. Canon. Kamon.
Kamon.
Yes. And, but you're also an accomplished writer, published writer, and some very good material.
Thank you. I'm a poet and a fiction writer. I have written the occasional reviews and essays and nonfiction pieces here and there, but fiction is my main focus, and performing poetry these days, when I'm not being a 60 by 60 volunteer.
Volunteer. As we all
conscript.
Are today.
Conscript. I thought the word was conscript.
Yes, we have a whole conscript, an army of 60 by 60s here. I feel like iRobot at the moment. All right, let's go right back to it. Anne Kamon, thanks so much.
Oh,
we'll see you running back and forth with a conscription routine.
Thank you.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.